الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. كنا ذكرنا في الحصة الماضية أن لفظ القرآن يطلق على كلام الله الذاتي ويطلق على اللفظ المنزل. If you remember, we mentioned in the past session that the term Al-Quran is used to refer to the eternal speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and to the revealed text. وقلنا إنه لا يجوز أن يقال أن يطلق القول بأن القرآن مخلوق. And as you remember, we said that it is not permissible to say Al-Quran مخلوق, just like that, which means Al-Quran is created. قلنا لأن القرآن إذا أطلق ينصرف إلى الكلام الذاتي. We said because when the term Al-Quran is mentioned without any restriction, any sign, any just alone in a sentence like this one, it would be referring to the eternal speech of Allah. ولذلك منع علماء أهل السنة من إطلاق هذه العبارة. That's why the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah said that it is prohibited to use such term. لتقريب لإيضاح هذا أكثر نذكر مثالا شديد الوضوح. Let me give you an example that makes this issue very clear. لفظ الجلالة لفظ الجلالة الله إذا استعمل مطلقا عن أي قيد إلى ما ينصرف؟ أليس ينصرف إلى الذات المقدس الذي نعبده؟ بلى. The term الله, if it is used without any restriction, any sign, what would it be referring to? Wouldn't it be referring to the self that we all worship? Yes. وَلَوْ قُلْتَ كَتَبْتُ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَلَفَّظْتُ اللَّهِ, هنا يكون دالا على الحروف المكتوبة أو على الصوت المتلفظ به, على اللفظ المتلفظ به. Whereas if you say I wrote Allah or I pronounced Allah, then it would be referring to the written word or to the pronounced letters, mahek, isn't it? فكون لفظ الجلالة يطلق ويراد به في بعض المواضع يراد به الحروف المتلفظ بها أو الكلمة المكتوبة, هل يجيز هذا أن يطلق القول فيقال الله مخلوق؟ لا يجيز. كذلك لا يجوز أن يطلق القول فيقال القرآن مخلوق. واضح. Although the term Allah is used in certain contexts to refer to the written word or to some letters, to the pronounced sound, still it is not permissible for one to say Allah is created just like that. Isn't it the case? Yeah. Because when this term is mentioned without any restriction, it refers to the self that we worship. Likewise, although the term Quran is used in certain contexts to refer to the revealed text, it is not permissible to just say Al-Quran makhluq, which means created, because then it would be referring to the eternal speech of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wadih, is this clear? وقلنا في الحصة الماضية أن لفظ القرآن يطلق بمعنى شرعا بمعنى اللفظ المنزل. In the past session we mentioned that القرآن is used to refer to the revealed book. وذكرنا من الدليل على من القرآن آية تدل على ذلك. We mentioned from القرآن one verse that stands as a proof for that. يناسب أن نذكر أيضا حديثا يدل على ذلك. Let us also mention one hadith at least. Just as we mentioned one ayah, let us mention one hadith that refers to that. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا تسافروا بالقرآن إلى أرض العدو. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, do not travel with Al-Quran to the land of enemies. هنا واضح أن المراد بالقرآن هو المصحف. Here it is very clear that what's meant by Al-Quran is the book of Quran, Al-Mushaf, the book itself. فهذا دليل من النصوص الشرعية على أن القرآن يستعمل بمعنى اللفظ المنزل بمعنى اللفظ المنزل. This is a proof from the religious text that Al-Quran is used with the meaning of in the meaning of the revealed text. ويدل على ذلك ما يعرفه كل واحد منا. تقول قرأت نصف القرآن, قرأت ربعه, قرأت ثلثه, قرأت جزءا منه. ولا بد أن المراد بذلك هو اللفظ المنزل ليس الصفة الأزلية. Also what stands as a proof for that is what everyone among us says. I recited half of Al-Quran, one fourth of it, one third of it, one juz of it, and for sure what is meant by Al-Quran in such statement is the revealed text and not the eternal attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is very clear. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر. The author said, the one who attributes to Allah a characteristic of mankind is a blasphemer. يعني من وصف الله بصفة من صفات البشر بمعنى من معاني البشر أي بصفة من صفات البشر فقد أثبت المشابهة بين الله وبين خلقه فكفر بذلك. Anyone who attributes to Allah any attribute among the attributes of mankind is saying that Allah resembles the creation. in one or more aspects, and thus would be judged as a blasphemer. لِأَنَّ الْمُمَاثَلَةَ بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَبَيْنَ الْخَلْقِ مَمْنُوعَةٌ بِنَصِّ الْقُرْآنِ, because it is not permissible to liken Allah to the creation as it is explicitly mentioned in Al-Qur'an. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Allah said in the 11th verse of Surah Ash-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, which means nothing resembles Allah Ta'ala by any means. أيضاً المشابهة بين الله وبين الخلق ممنوعة بالدليل العقلي. Likewise, the mental proof prohibits to say that Allah تبارك وتعالى resembles the creation. The mental proof establishes that there is no resemblance between Allah تبارك وتعالى and the creation. ولو كان يجوز, فلو كان هناك مشابهة بين الله وبين الخلق لجاز على الله ما يجوز على الخلق. المتماثلات والمتشابهات يجوز عليها ما يجوز على بعضها. Things that are similar what is permissible to be attributed, mentally permissible to be attributed to one thing, is mentally permissible to be attributed to anything similar to it. So everything which is mentally permissible to be attributed to any matter among the creation, it is mentally permissible to be attributed to all the other similar things. فَلَوْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُشْبِهُ الْخَلْقِ لَجَازَ عَلَيْهِ مَا يَجُوزُ عَلَيْهِمْ. So had it been any resemblance between Allah and the creation, then it would be mentally permissible to attribute to Allah what is attributed to the creation. وَلَكَانَ يَجُوزُ عَلَيْهِ الضَّعْفُ وَالْعَجِزُ وَالْمَرَضُ وَالْجَهِلُ وَالْفَنَاءُ. And thus, it would be permissible to attribute to him sickness, weakness, powerlessness, ignorance, and ceasing to exist. هذا وحده يكفي لبيان أن الله لا يشبه الخلق. This is enough as a proof that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the creation. وصفات البشر كثيرة. صفات البشر التي قال أبو جعفر الطحاوي لا يجوز أن يوصف الله بها كثيرة. The attributes of the mankind that Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said it is not permissible to attribute them to Allah are many. من صفات البشر غير الذي ذكرناه الجلوس والحركة والسكون. among the attributes of the creation, of the mankind, other than what we mentioned. To sit, to stand, to move, to be in the state of immobility. من صفات البشر التلفظ بالحرف والصوت. Among the attributes of the creation is to pronounce letters and sounds. من صفات البشر الانحناء. Among the attributes of the creation is to bound, of the humankind, mankind, to bound, to bend, to bend. من صفات البشر إخلاء مكان وملء مكان آخر. Among the attributes of mankind is to empty one place and occupy another place. وهذه الصفات منها ما يشترك فيها البشر مع البهائم ومنها ما يشتركون فيه مع البهائم والجمادات. Some of these attributes are common between human beings and animals, and some are common with even non-living things. كل هذا لا يجوز أن يوصف الله به. All of this, it is not permissible to attribute Allah with it. تذكروا هذه الجملة لأنها كثيرة النفع. قال أبو جعفر الطحاوي: ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر. Always remember this statement. It is very beneficial. Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said, whomever attributes to Allah any attribute among the attributes of mankind is a blasphemer. Blasphemes by that. وتعلق المجسم بشيء ليس فيه أدنى حجة. Those who liken Allah to the creation, those who claim that Allah is a body, they adhered to something which is not a proof at all. قالوا لا ما رأينا في الشاهد حيا سميعا بصيرا مريدا إلا جسما. They said, in all what we saw, we never saw something which is attributed with life, with will, knowledge, sight, hearing, except bodies. So they said, everything which we saw, which is attributed with these attributes, is a body. قالوا فيلزم أن يكون الله جسما. They said, so it is a must that Allah تبارك وتعالى would be a body. قالوا لأن السميع البصير الشائي الذي رأيناه في الشاهد جسم مختص بجهة ومكان. They said, because in all what we saw, everything which is attributed with sight, hearing, will, knowledge, exists in a place and in a direction, and it has a volume. قالوا إذن لابد أن يكون الله كذلك. They said, then Allah must be
like that.
نقول لهم ما رأينا في الشاهد حيا بصيرا سميعا عليم عالما إلا ويجوز عليه المرض والموت والضعف والنقص فهل تقولون إن الله يجوز عليه ذلك أيضا لأنكم لم تروا في الشاهد حيا سميعا بصيرا إلا هكذا فإن قالوا نعم فقد أظهروا الانسلاخ من الدين أظهروا ذلك هم في الحقيقة منسلخون لكن أظهروا ذلك وإن قالوا لا انتقض قولهم وبطل ما استدلوا به In response, we say to them, we never saw something which is alive, attributed with knowledge and will, except that this thing is subject of weakness. It accepts to be weak. It accepts to be sick. It accepts imperfection. It accepts death. So what do you say? Do you say because this is what the attributes of the alive, knowledgeable things that you see, do you say that Allah accepts also ignorance, imperfection, weakness, sickness and death? If they say yes, then bluntly they are saying we are out of the religion. We are denying the religion. Actually, they are not Muslims, but if they say yes, then they are saying it in a outwording it.
Outwording it?
They are saying it outwardly. If they say no, then this contradicts their claim and invalidates what they said. So they have no proof. المصيبة أن هؤلاء قاسوا الله على المخلوقات. من هنا منشأ علتهم. These people, they draw similarity between the Creator and the creation. And from there, their illness. This is the source of their illness. That they draw similarity between the Creator and the creation. إلى هنا واضح. Is it clear up till here? طيب. الوجه. Because in English, we'll talk about this, inshallah. We'll get to this. If I forget at the end of the session, remind me about it. طيب. قال رحمه الله: فمن أبصر هذا اعتبر، وعن مثل قول الكفار انزجر، وعلم أنه بصفاته ليس كالبشر. The author said, hence he looks thoroughly into this, takes warning, refrains from the sayings of the blasphemers, and knows that Allah, having his attributes, does not resemble mankind. هذا زيادة بيان لقوله ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر. This is more details about the previous statement, whomever attributes any attribute among the attributes of creation to Allah blasphemes. ومعنى قول الطحاوي من أبصر هذا، من تفكر بهذا التفكر الصحيح، اعتبر بما يصيب الكفار من أنهم يدخلون النار خالدين فيها، فانزجر عن مثل أقوالهم، امتنع عن أن يقول مثل أقوالهم الكفرية أو أن يعتقد مثل اعتقاداتهم الكفرية. What is al-Tahawi saying? The one who thinks thoroughly about this matter, properly about this matter, and he thinks about the ending of the blasphemers, that they will end in hellfire, staying there forever. Then, if he thinks properly about this matter, he refrains from saying or believing in the blasphemous matters of the non-believers. ويعلم أنه يجب عليه أن يتيقن أن الله بصفاته ليس كالبشر. And such person knows firmly that he has to believe firmly that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, having his attributes, does not resemble the creation, does not resemble the mankind. لِأَنَّ صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ قَدِيمَةِ وَصِفَاتِ الْبَشَرِ مُحْدَثَةِ. Because the attributes of Allah are eternal without a beginning, and the attributes of the human being have a beginning. وَكَيْفَ يُشَابِهُ الْقَدِيمُ الْمُحْدَثِ. How would the eternal matter be similar to the created? How would the eternal one, how would the eternal one be similar to the created one? How would the eternal attribute be similar to the created attribute? This is impossible. وَلِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُشَابِهُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. قال أهل الحق إن الله ليس في جهة من الجهات. الست. And because Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the creation, the people of truth, أهل السنة, said that Allah does not exist in a direction, in any direction among the six directions. ونرفع أيدينا في الدعاء إلى السماء لأنها مهبط الرحمات لا لأن الله تعالى قاعد فيها. We raise our hands when we make dua to the sky because from the sky, from heaven, the mercy comes on us. Not because Allah تبارك وتعالى is established up there in the sky. ونمسح وجوهنا بعد الدعاء ببطون أكفنا طاعة طمعا في أن تنال هذه البركة وجوهنا. And this is why we wipe our faces after making a dua with our palms. Why? Because we wipe our faces because we want that this blessing, this barakah, this mercy that came to our hands to touch also to come to our faces. So this is why we raise our hands to the sky when we make dua. Not because Allah is up there, sitting up there like Al-Mushabbiha say. فَالسَّمَاءُ قِبْلَةُ الدُّعَاءُ أُمِرْنَا بِرَفْعِ الْأَيْدِي إِلَيْهَا فِي الدُّعَاءُ. هذا تعبد محض. Allah Ta'ala ordered us to raise our hands to the sky when we make dua. We do that in obedience to the order of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. كما أننا نتوجه إلى الكعبة في الصلاة. Just like we face الكعبة when we make the prayer. نصلي طاعة لله. We make the prayers to obey Allah. ولا نعبد الكعبة and we do not worship the كعبة. لكن نتوجه إليها لأن الله أمرنا بذلك. لا لأن الله موجود فيها. We face Al-Kaaba because Allah ordered us to face Al-Kaaba, not because Allah exists in it. And likewise, the issue of making a dua and raising the hands towards the sky. Al-Mushabbiha ma fahimu أن الله لا يشبه الخلق. هذا الأمر ما فهموا. Those who liken Allah to the creation did not understand what it means that Allah does not resemble the creation. لذلك يقولون إذا نفيت عن الله الجهاد كل الجهاد فقد نفيت وجوده. This is why they say if you say that Allah is clear from existing in all the six directions, then you are negating the existence of Allah. This is what they say. If you say Allah does not exist in any direction, then you are negating the existence of Allah. هذا لأنهم قاسوا الخالق على المخلوق. This is so because they are drawing similarity between the Creator and the creation. نفي الجهات الست عن شيء يكون نفيا لوجود هذا الشيء إذا كان هذا الشيء لا يوجد إلا في جهة منك. عند ذلك نفي الجهات الست عنه يكون نفيا له. أما إذا كان هذا الشيء وجوده في الأصل ليس في جهة منك فنفي الجهات عنه لا يكون نفيا له. Negating the existence of something in any of the six directions, negating the existence of something in all the six directions means that you are negating the existence of this thing when this thing to exist has to be in a direction from you. It has to be in a direction to exist. When this is the case, then if you clear this thing from the six directions, then you are negating its existence. But if this thing does not need a direction to exist. And it exists without being in a direction, and any direction among the six directions. Then if you clear this thing from the six directions, you are not negating the existence of this one. الواحد منا أنت لابد أن تكون مني بجهة. Any one of you compared to me in reference to myself has to be in a direction. إما أمام أو خلف أو فوق أو تحت أو يمين أو شمال. Either in front or behind, to the right or to the left, above or underneath. فإذا قلت إنك لست في أي جهة من الجهات الست فقد نفيت وجودك. This is why if I say you don't exist in any of the six directions, then I would be negating your existence. أما الله فموجود بلا جهة. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, it exists without a direction. لأن الله, he exists without a direction. لأن الله ليس حجما. Because Allah تبارك وتعالى is not a volume. فلا يحتاج سبحانه إلى شيء ولا يحتاج إلى الجهة ليوجد. He does not need anything to in his existence. And he does not لا يحتاج في وجوده إلى شيء فلا يحتاج إلى الجهة. He does not anything in his existence, so he does.
What did I say? Need
وعد. كلمه need وعد.
He does not need anything in his existence, so he is not in need for any of the six directions. لذلك إذا قلنا الله موجود بلا جهة ليس نفيا لوجود الله. That's why if we say Allah exists without a place and a direction, this wouldn't be negating the existence of Allah تبارك وتعالى. واضح؟ Is it clear? Wow. What does this mean? No reaction at all. شو يا أخوانا؟ إذا كان حدا ما واضح عنده يقول. If anyone this is not clear for him, please or her, please go ahead and say. طيب. Yes, Abdullah. What is it? Can you repeat, please? Negating the existence of something in all the six directions would be negating the existence of this thing if this thing does not exist except in a direction. Either in front of you or behind, above, underneath, to your right or to your left. Anyway, the directions are something which exists in relative to the human being. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that a lot, but for me, this is the direction of in front, but for you, this is the direction of in front. So this is something relative. It follows the existence of the human being. I don't know how would anyone dare to attribute Allah with such thing. These people, these mushabbiha, are insane. الله يحفظنا الله يحفظنا. الخلاصة أن أهل السنة نصرهم الله تعالى نفوا عن الله الكيفية، والكيفية هي كل صفات المخلوقين بما يشمل الحجم واللون والجهة والشكل والهيئة والصورة والرائحة والانفعال، كل ذلك منفي عن الله. In brief, in summary, أهل السنة may Allah شو هو؟ صعب علي حاجة. نسيت الكلمة بالإنجليزي. الله ينصرهم. أهل السنة. That's why أهل السنة said that. In brief, أهل السنة say that Allah تبارك وتعالى is not attributed with any attribute among the attributes of the creation. Would it be sound, letter, direction, body, volume, color, shape, emotion, movement, all the attributes of the creation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is clear of them. And this is the meaning of the word bila kayf or bila kayfiyya, which is used by the Salaf. وهذا معنى قول السلف بلا كيفية في حق الله تعالى، لأن الكيفية كل ما كان من صفات المخلوقات. وإن كان أحيانا قد تستعمل الكيفية بمعنى الحقيقة، لكن يكون هذا بغير هذا المعرض. Although sometimes the word كيفية might be used to refer to the reality, but this would be used in other context, not in this context. قال رحمه الله. Before moving to another issue, is it clear, واضح؟ ما شاء الله. طيب. وعليكم السلام. This is not mentioned neither in Al-Quran nor in the Hadith. So we do not say it about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We do not say about Allah Azza wa Ta'ala. Even if someone says it with the intention above, he doesn't mean by above the distance. He means by above that the status that all the heavens are under the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even if he means that, we do not use it, because such a statement is not used in Al-Quran. Well, of course, in English it's not used in Al-Quran or the Hadith, but I mean even in Arabic, Allah fawqa as-samawat, just like that. This is not mentioned in Al-Quran nor in the Hadith. And we do not attribute to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala except what is attributed to him in Al-Quran, Al-Hadith, and by the consensus of the nation. Now, if someone says that with the intention that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exists above the seven skies, there is a distance, that is, he's above in distance, this is blasphemy. This is blasphemy. Hmm. these Wahhabis, these so-called, those who call themselves Salafis, they like to say such statements. They like to say, Allah is above Al-Arsh, Allah is above the skies. If they say that, tell them, well, you claim, they are liars, but they claim that they don't use in reference to Allah except what's mentioned in Al-Quran and Al-Hadith. Tell them, where is it mentioned in Al-Quran and Al-Hadith? You claim that you don't attribute to Allah other than what is mentioned in Al-Quran Al-Hadith. Where is that mentioned? It's not. They can't come up with anything. Yeah, maybe a fabricated hadith, they might. But not a sahih one. قال رحمه الله والرؤية حق لأهل الجنة بغير إحاطة ولا كيفية كما نطق به كتاب ربنا وجوه يومئذ ناضرة إلى ربها ناظرة وتفسيره على ما أراده الله تعالى وعلمه وكل ما جاء في ذلك من الحديث الصحيح عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فهو كما قال ومعناه على ما أراد لا ندخل في ذلك متأولين بآرائنا ولا متوهمين بأهوائنا فإنه ما سلم في دينه إلا من سلم لله عز وجل ولرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورد علم ما اشتبه عليه إلى عالمه. The author said, the seeing of Allah by the people of paradise without circumscription or manner of being is true, as pronounced in the book of our Lord, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاضِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاضِرَةٌ. The seeing mentioned in the ayah is in accordance with Allah's will and knowledge. All of what is narrated about this in the Sahih Hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as he said and with the meaning he intended. We do not indulge in this matter assigning wrong meanings to it with our own opinions or misconceiving it with our delusions, because no one's religion is safe except if one submits oneself to Allah the Exalted and to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ascribes the knowledge of what is ambiguous to Him to the one who knows it. هذا الفصل يتكلم فيه الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه عن رؤية المؤمنين لربهم في الآخرة. الطحاوي here talks about the believers seeing their Lord Allah تبارك وتعالى in the hereafter. وأهل السنة يثبتون ذلك. أهل السنة they believe in that the believers in the hereafter will see Allah تبارك وتعالى. يرى المؤمنون ربهم في الآخرة لا كما يرى المخلوق. The believers in the hereafter see Allah تبارك وتعالى not like the creature is seen, not like the creations are seen. يرون الله تبارك وتعالى من غير أن يكون الله عز وجل في جهة. They see Allah without Allah being in a direction. يرونه من غير أن يكون بينهم وبينه مسافة. They see him without a distance existing between them and Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن المسافة إنما تكون بين حجمين, بين جسمين. Because distance exists between two volumes. والله ليس حجما. And Allah تبارك وتعالى is not a volume. يرون الله تبارك وتعالى من غير أن يكون الله عز وجل الذي الذي هو في جهة منك, إما أن يكون أكبر منك أو مساويا لك أو أصغر منك. What exists in a direction from you, it is either bigger than you in volume, equal or smaller to you. وما كان كذلك يكون حجما. And what is like that is a volume. والله ليس حجما. Allah is not a volume. لذلك يراه المؤمنون سبحانه بلا مقابلة. This is why the human beings see Allah تبارك وتعالى without Allah being in front of them, without Allah being facing them سبحانه وتعالى. يرون الله تبارك وتعالى بلا تشبيه. They see Allah تبارك وتعالى without resembling the creation. يرونه من غير جهة واحدة ومن غير كل الجهات. لا يكون في جهة ولا يكون في كل الجهات. الله does not exist in one direction nor in all directions. ليس رؤيتهم لله كما يرى أحدنا الغرفة التي تحيط به. They don't see Allah like one of us sees the room that surrounds him من كل الجهات, from all directions. لا, no. ولا يرونه في جهة فوق كما يرى الواحد منا الشمس أو القمر. They don't see Allah تبارك وتعالى while he's above, like one of us sees the moon or the sun or the like. إنما كما قال أبو جعفر الطحاوي, نؤمن بذلك على ما علمه الله تعالى وأراده. لأن الله أخبر بأننا نراه, بأن المؤمنين يرونه في الآخرة. Rather, as Abu Ja'far said in his text, we believe in that, believing that this has a meaning that Allah knows about it. We believe in it according to the meaning that Allah knows about it, and according to what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام meant. لا على ما يتوهمه الإنسان بوهمه أو يتخيله بخياله. Not according to what one would imagine in his mind or what one is drawn towards it by his delusions. واستدل أهل السنة لذلك بأدلة. أهل السنة supported their belief, or they relied on certain proofs in this matter. قال الله تعالى وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. الله تعالى سد وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. In these two verses, 22 and 23 of Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah said that in the hereafter, there would be people, that is the believers, who have who would have good shapes, if you want, that seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, seeing their Lord. هذه الآية فيها إثبات رؤية المؤمنين لله في الآخرة. وجوه يومئذ ناظرة, الوجوه هنا عبارة عن المؤمنين. إلى ربها ناظرة. خالفنا في هذه المسألة طائفتان. Again in this issue, two factions did not agree with us, with Ahl Sunnah. Al-Mu'tazila wal-Mushabbiha. Al-Mu'tazila wa man lahiqa bihim wal-Mushabbiha. Al-Mu'tazila and those who followed them, who were with them, and Al-Mushabbiha. Al-Mu'tazila qalu kal'ada, kama hiya 'adatuhum. Al-Mu'tazila yarawna ar-ra'ya min 'indihim ثم يحرفون النص أو يردونه لأنه لا يوافق رأيهم. يرون الرأي من غير اعتماد على دليل. As it is their habit, the Mu'tazila, they come up with an opinion which does not rely on a true proof. And then they either pervert the religious text or they deny it altogether to support their claim. المعتزلة قالوا الذي يرى لابد أن يكون في جهة من الذي يراه, إذن لابد أن يكون حجما, والله ليس حجما, إذن الله لا يرى في الآخرة. The معتزلة said anything that the person sees has to be in a direction in relation to this person. So, thus, it has to have a volume. And because Allah is not a volume and it is not a body, then it is impossible to see Him. So the believers do not see Allah in the hereafter. This is what they said. وهذا منهم فاسد يرده العقل والشرع. This is a wrong analogy. It does not comply with the mind, with the proofs of the mind, and it does not comply with the religious texts. أما العقل فلأن شرط رؤية الوجود وليس الجسمية. As for the mind, because a condition for anything to be seen is to exist, the condition for anything to be seen is to exist and not to have a shape or to be a body. Wallahu mawjood fa sahha an yura. And Allah exists, so we can see Him. It is not impossible that He would be seen. واضح؟ فلأن شرط رؤية الوجود وليس الجسمية. حتى يرى الشيء لابد أن يكون موجودا وليس شرطا أن يكون جسما. For something to be seen, it has to exist, and it's not a condition that this thing would be a body. ما هيك؟ واضح هذا. وكما صح في العقل أن يرانا الله تبارك وتعالى وأن يرى ذاته وصفاته، كذلك يصح في العقل أن نراه سبحانه وتعالى مع أنه ليس جسما. And just as it is mentally correct to say that Allah sees us, and Allah sees Himself and His attributes, it is mentally correct to say that it is possible, mentally possible, to see Allah تبارك وتعالى. في الدنيا لا أحد يرى الله، لأن الله ما أعطى ذلك لأحد من البشر. In this world, no one among the humankind sees Allah, because Allah did not give that to anyone among the humankind. That is, يعني بالعين, that is, with the eye. أما في الآخرة فيراه المؤمنون بأعين رؤوسهم. As in the hereafter, the believers see Allah with their eyes. يعطيهم الله قوة في أعينهم يرونه بها. Allah gives them a power in their eyes with which they see Himself سبحانه وتعالى. They see Him سبحانه وتعالى. والمعتزلة خالفوا نصوص القرآن أيضا. The معتزلة, they went against the religious texts also in what they said. يدل على ذلك الآية التي ذكرناها قبل إلى ربها ناظرة. What shows that is the verse that we mentioned, I mentioned previously, إلى ربها ناظرة. لأجل نصرة رأيهم المعتزلة حرفوا معنى الآية، قالوا معناها تنتظر نعمة ربها، ليس معناها ترى الله. To support their claim, المعتزلة perverted the meaning of the verse. They said إلى ربها ناظرة does not mean that they see Allah while seeing Allah. They said it means they wait for the endowments of Allah. They are waiting for the endowments of Allah Ta'ala. وهذا لا يمشي. هذا تحريف للآية. لا يمشي. أصلا الآخرة دار نعيم للمؤمنين ليست دار انتظار. This is a perversion of the verse. It does not comply with the way of the Arabs talk and speak. And Al-Quran was revealed according to their ways of speech. On top of that, the hereafter for the believers is not a place of waiting. In paradise, when any among the believers wants something, he gets it immediately. So it's not a place of waiting. زيادة على ذلك قد ثبت بنص القرآن أن سيدنا موسى طلب من الله أن يريه ذاته. On top of that, it is confirmed by the text of Al-Quran that Prophet Musa asked Allah to enable him to see Allah Azza wa Jalla. قال الله تعالى فلما تجلى قال تعالى فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا، يعني الله ما أعطى موسى قوة الرؤية، قال له لن تراني، وأعطى قوة الرؤية للجبل، أعطى الجبل قوة الرؤية وقوة الإدراك. فلما رأى الجبل ربه، فرأى الجبل ربه بهذه القوة التي أعطاه الله إياها، اندك الجبل صار مستويا. لو كان هذا الأمر مستحيلا في العقل لما طلب موسى من ربه أن يريه ذاته، ولما رأى الجبل ربه. So Prophet Musa asked Allah to enable him to see him. Allah revealed to Prophet Musa that you are not going to see me in this dunya. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave the power of seeing to the mountain next to Musa alayhi salam. Allah gave the mountain the power of seeing and the knowledge. By this, by the power of seeing, the mountain saw Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And once this happened, because the mountain got the knowledge, then he couldn't bear it. It couldn't bear it. And the mountain demolished. Had it been impossible, mentally impossible, to see Allah, Prophet Musa would have not asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to enable him to see him. It is not acceptable to say that Prophet Musa was ignorant about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the Mu'tazila are knowledgeable about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's not acceptable to say that Prophet Musa does not know what is the obligation, what's the obligatory belief about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, while someone among the Mu'tazila knows that. So had it been mentally impossible to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Prophet Musa would have not asked Allah to enable him to see him. And the mountain wouldn't be able to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But as it is mentioned in the verse 143 of Surah Al-A'raf, the mountain saw Allah and it was demolished as a result of that. هؤلاء الفرقة الأولى التي خالفتنا. These are the first group that went against أهل السنة about this issue. الفرقة الثانية المشبهة. The second group are those who liken Allah to the creation. المشبهة قالوا نحن نرى الله. قالوا المؤمنون يرون الله في الآخرة كما يرى المخلوق. بمواجهة. Those who liken Allah to the creation said, the believers see Allah in the hereafter, but they see Allah just to see the creation. That is, they would be facing Allah when they see Him. وهذا لأنهم يعتقدون أن الله جسم وحجم وأنه في جهة. This is because they believe that Allah is a body, a volume, and it exists in a direction. فلا بد لمن كان هذا اعتقاده أن يقول إن رؤيته تكون بمواجهة. the one who believes that is for sure going to say that the believers see Allah while facing Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقد جاء في حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام ما يثبت عقيدة أهل السنة. It is narrated in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also what supports the creed of Ahlul Sunnah. مرة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال للصحابة إذا رأيتم الشمس في رابعة النهار ليس دونها سحاب هل تشكون أنها الشمس؟ He asked the companions, if you see the sun after it is up in the sky and there is no clouds, do you doubt that this is the sun? قالوا لا. They said no. النبي قال إذا رأيتم القمر ليلة البدر ليس دونه سحاب هل تشكون أنه القمر. The Prophet continued to say, if you see the moon when it is if you see the full moon when there is no clouds to cover it, do you doubt that this is the moon? They said no. قال فإنكم سترون ربكم يوم كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر لا تضامون في رؤيته. The Prophet continued to say, then you are going to know that you are going to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as you see the moon without being hurt when seeing Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِذَلِكَ وَإِنَّمَا أَرَادَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم بذلك أنكم كما لا تشكون عندما ترون الله أنه الله كما لا تشكون عند رؤية البدر أنه القمر. The Prophet wanted to say, just as you do not doubt when you see the full moon, that this is the full moon, likewise you are not going to doubt when you see Allah, that this is Allah. لأنهم عند ذلك يرون من لا شبيه له فكيف يشكون. Because then they are going to see the one that has no similar. So how would they doubt? They wouldn't doubt about that, of course. وليس معنى الحديث أنهم يرون الله مستديرا هكذا مثل القمر. And the hadith does not mean that they are going to see Allah like a round circle, something, a round thing like the moon. Of course, this is not what the hadith means. Well, if someone does not learn the knowledge of Tawheed, he might think when he reads this hadith that they are going to see Allah in the shape of the moon, something like a ball. Sheikh Abdullah, rahimahullah, said, one day I was giving a class in a masjid in Tripoli, in North Lebanon. I gave a class about at-tawheed, about knowing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then, after I mentioned that Allah is not a body and Allah does not resemble the creation, an old man told me, he asked, Ustaz, didn't the Prophet say, سَتَرَوْنَا رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَا الْقَمَرِ أَوْ مِثْلَ الْقَمَرِ? He said, didn't the Prophet say that you are going to see Allah like the moon? Or something like that. Sheikh said, I told him, this is not what the hadith means. And he explained the hadith for him. This is when this person knew that for all this time, since he read this hadith and misunderstood it, up till now he was not a Muslim. So he took a shahada after losing all these years of his life. Alhamdulillah, he took a shahada. But He lost all these years. Why? Because he did not learn the rules of At-Tawheed, the basics of At-Tawheed. He was an old man. فالخلاصة أن المؤمنين يرون الله تبارك وتعالى لا كما يرى المخلوق. In brief, the believers see Allah تبارك وتعالى not like the creatures are seen. لا ننفي الرؤية التي أثبتها القرآن والحديث كما فعل المعتزلة ولا نشبه الله بخلقه كما فعل المشبه بل نسلك طريقا وسطا بين هذين الطائفتين المنحرفتين. We do not negate the issue of seeing Allah تبارك وتعالى like the Mu'tazila did, although it is mentioned in Al-Quran and As-Sunnah, and we do not liken Allah to the creation as those who likened Allah to the creation did. Rather, we take a straight path between these two deviating groups. بقي شيء متعلق بهذا نذكره اليوم. Still one thing related to this issue I like to mention it today. هل يجوز هل يصح أن يرى الله في المنام؟ في الدنيا لا يراه الشخص بأحد بعينه. في الآخرة يراه المؤمنون. طيب بالمنام هل يصح؟ In this dunya, in this life, no one among the human beings sees Allah with his eyes. In the hereafter, the believers will see him with their eyes. طيب, is it permissible? Does it happen that someone sees Allah in the dream? أهل السنة في هذا علماء أهل السنة في هذا ثلاث فرق. The scholars of أهل السنة pertaining to this issue have three different opinions pertaining to this issue. منهم من قال لا يجوز لا يكون ذلك. Some of them said this does not happen at all. قالوا لأن الرؤيا التي تكون في المنام هي رؤيا أشكال وأحجام وهي تخيل والله منزه عن الشكل والحجم. Some of them said this cannot be, this does not happen, because seeing in the dream is to see something similar to what exists in the reality. And Allah is clear of similarity. This is why it is not possible that anyone sees Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his dream. This does not happen. فرقة ثانية قالوا إذا رأى الله في المنام بلا كيف ولا شكل ولا صورة كما هو اعتقادنا تثبت الرؤيا وإلا فلا. A second group said if one sees Allah in his dream without a shape, without being in a place or in a direction, without being a volume, just as we believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then this this vision? This vision is correct. It is valid. And if one sees Allah, if one sees a shape and he thinks in his dream that this is Allah, then this is not a valid vision. This is the second group. كثير وكثير من العلماء والصالحين من أهل السنة قالوا رأينا الله في المنام. And many among the scholars and the upright people of Ahl al-Sunnah said that they saw Allah in the dream. Minhum Abu Yazid al-Bustami. Like the famous Abu Yazid al-Bustami. He said, رَأَيْتُ اللَّهَ فِي الْمَنَامِ فَقُلْتُ له كيف الطريق للوصول إليك أي لنيل رضاك قال أترك نفسك وتعال يعني أترك اتباع هواك وتمسك بالشرع هكذا تصل إلى رضاي. أبو يزيد البسطامي said that in his dream he saw Allah تعالى. So he posed the question, how would I reach the level of being accepted by you? And he understood that the answer was, leave following your desires and adhere to the rules of the religion. This is how you become accepted by me. أما الفرقة الثالثة الطائفة الثالثة من علماء أهل السنة فقالوا يجوز أن يرى الله في المنام ولو رآه الإنسان على شكل إذا كان لا يعتقد أن الله اتخذ هذا الشكل. يعني إذا كان عقيدته صحيحة يعتقد أن الله ليس له شكل ولا مثال لكن في الرؤيا رأى شكلا اعتقد أنه الله. قالوا هذا يكون له تأويل على حسب حال الشخص. ليس معناه أن الله اتخذ هذا الشكل تشكل بهذا الشكل حاشا. إذا كان اعتقاد الشخص صحيحا لكن هكذا رأى في الرؤيا هذا يكون له تأويل على حسب حال الشخص. The third part of the scholars of Ahl-Sunnah said, if someone sees in his dream Allah, it is valid even if he sees a shape and he believes in his dream that this is Allah. As long as while he is awake, he does not believe that. As long as when he is awake, he has the proper belief. As long as he does not believe that Allah changed to a shape in the dream. And, يعني, as long as he does not believe that Allah changed into a shape. Rather, he believes that this is a dream, this is what I saw in my dream. Then they said this would be valid and it would have an interpretation. Relative to the situation of the person who saw the dream. فلا ينبغي التسرع بالإنكار على شخص إذا قال رأيت الله في المنام. So one shouldn't rush to reject the saying of someone who says I saw Allah in my dream. Because a part of Ahl al-Sunnah said, of the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah said that this is possible. this can happen. Well, some of them said this does not happen also. So there are more than one saying. One can go by any of these things. There is no big problem in going by any of these sayings. ونقف هنا والله أعلم. Let us stop here. Allah knows best. تفضل. قلت العلم. تفضل أبو ساوية. لو بتعلي صوتك ندفع صغير لو سمحت. من عندي. أيوة. ما بعرف. ظني أن الشيخ عبد الله ظني يميل إلى هذا القول الثالث، لكن ماني متأكد. هؤلاء قالوا من رأى، إذا إنسان رأى الله في الرؤيا على شكل ولا يعتقد أن الله يتخذ شكلا، قالوا تثبت الرؤيا ولها تأويل يليق بحال هذا الشخص. هيك قالوا. مثل ورد بروايتين، لا تضامون أو لا تضامون، ورد بروايتين. ورد like this. You shouldn't do this when you are making dua, except in certain situations. Sometimes in specific situations the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made his hands like this when he was making dua. He was asking Allah تبارك وتعالى to protect them from certain harm, so he made like this. But usually you do like this when you make dua. Wa alaykum as-salam. I don't know. But as I told you, there is a lot among the respected high people, among the scholars of Muslims, they said we saw Allah in our dream. So not one or two or three or four, even more. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, it is narrated from Ahmad ibn Hanbal that it happened with him. يعني this has a meaning that those who know how to interpret the dreams, whom Allah gave them this knowledge, they know what this means. I don't know more than that. بلا حال الشخص الذي يرى. بس ما أنا ما عندي أكثر من هيك حاجة. لا أعرف. وفيك. تفضل. الباء تأتي بمعنى في أحيانا. ما شاء الله عليكم. تفضل. طولوا بالكم علي. وين؟ تفضل. عدد. هذا منام. يا منام. ما قالوا يجوز أن يكون الله بشكل. ما قالوا هذا. هذا رؤيا منام. قالوا له معنى. ما أثبتوا أن الله له هذا الشكل. حاشا. كفر الذي يقول هذا. Go ahead, brother. those who said the third saying about seeing Allah in the dream, they never said that Allah takes a shape. Be careful. Anyone who says that is a blasphemer. They said this is a dream. This is what the person saw in his dream. And it has a meaning. But they never said that Allah takes a shape. Anyone who says that is a blasphemer. Go ahead. Of course, if Allah Ta'ala enables us to see, if Allah enabled us to see the attributes, now we would see it. But Allah did not enable us to see some attributes. Among the attributes of the creation, or you are talking about the attributes of Allah. If Allah enabled us, Allah did not enable us to see His attributes. But even, yeah, everything that exists can be seen. Everything that exists can be seen. It's not a condition to be a body. Don't you see the colors? They are not bodies. Still you see them. They stand by the body, but they are not bodies themselves. Still you can see them. Can't you see the movement? Still the movement is not a body. Still you can see it. So it's not correct what the Mu'tazila said. They thought that they had strong minds. Really they were arrogant and they had weak minds. The one that has a strong mind follows the religion. Follows what the Prophet came with. Follows Al-Quran and the Sunnah. This is the one that has a strong mind. One moment, Allah yubarak fikum. Is it permissible . Okay, I don't think anyone in here, when sometimes you pray and men and women are praying in the same line, I don't think anyone intends to do that. Rather, the men are praying, the women stand behind the men, and then someone, a man, comes late. What does he do? He wants to pray in Al-Jama'ah. So he stands to pray in Al-Jama'ahs, but originally, no one intends, no one does it intentionally. I don't think the women do it intentionally to rush before the men, to stand in front of the men or so. Anyway, this does not invalidate the prayer. Just as it happens in Al-Hajj, when they call to the prayer, sometimes you find women in front of you or next to you, because they can't arrange, they can't take the, they can't get to a place behind men, or the men cannot get to a place in front of the woman. This is what happens sometimes. So what was your question? Yeah, we say about Allah that Allah sees, Allah hears, because saying that about Allah does not entail attributing the attributes of the creation. Seeing, when you say see, to see in English, this does not entail having a pupil or lights or the like. Yeah. But when we talk about the attribute of al-yad attributed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, al-yad is a word in Arabic that has 14 different meanings. Now some of these meanings do not befit Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but the other meanings that befit Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala it was not mentioned in Al-Quran or the Hadith that explicitly this meaning is meant or that meaning is meant. That's why we say Al-Yad, and that's why we do not translate it to another language. Because in the other languages, you don't find a language that has exactly all these meanings that exist in the Arabic language for that word. Likewise, Al-Wajih and the like. This is why when it comes to these words in reference to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we do not translate them to other languages. We do not do that because the scholars said not to do that. With their eyes. Yeah. Prophet Muhammad saw Allah with his heart. Yeah, this is with his heart, not with his eyes. We'll get to that, inshallah. We are going to talk about it. Go ahead. What is the judgment of someone who says, if they don't believe that they are contradicting any a verse in Al-Quran or the saying of the Prophet, or if they think that this does not contradict the religion, we do not judge them as blasphemers for that. We teach them what's the proper thing, what's the right thing. تفضل أستاذي وفيكم. تفضل تفضل. بيقول رأيت الله بصورة كذا أحيانا قد يقول هذا معنى في الرؤيا يقول رأيت الله في المنام بصورة كذا معناه رأيت صورة في المنام اعتقدت في المنام أنها الله هذا معنى ما بعد أنا مني من علماء التعبير ما بعرف أكثر من هيك سبحان الله يا ريت بعرف وفيك تفضل He is above the heavens, for example. Yeah. Istiwa. Well, Allah said, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. Where did they go with the word istawa? If they say, Allahu ala al-Arsh istawa, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, then who would object to them? We wouldn't object, but they take out the word stawa. They are coming up with a statement out of their own. Really? 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 They want to spread likening Allah to the creation. They want to say that Allah is a volume and Allah exists up there. This is what they want. They say it. They say statements this way, this way, this way. They want to get to that. Really. This is what they want. Allah yarhamuna. Sometimes they don't dare to say it straight. And sometimes they dare. It depends. One time a brother told me, he said, I was in Al-Hijaz, in Saudi Arabia. He said, I was in a session, then one of the heads of the Wahhabis, well-known person, he died, Ibn Uthaymeen, his name. He came into the session. He said, he sat, and he started talking, because the Wahhabis, they claim that he is big scholar. He sat on a chair or something that has a height, and his feet did not reach the ground. Then he said that Allah Ta'ala is on the throne with his feet on Al-Kursi. And he started to move his feet, his own feet. Yani, according to him, he wants to make it very clear. So after he finished, he looked at a young man in the session and he told him, repeat what I said. So he wanted him to fall into blasphemy. That young man said, I have something in my throat. I can't. So he told them, get him warm water. So they brought this young man warm water. He drank from it. And he told him, so now say, repeat what I said. So he looked around and he said, I'm not repeating it. And he left, he went out. Allah protected him. Allah protected him. Some of them, they say it straight. These ugly statements, they say it straight. Ibn Taymiyyah said, he copied it from someone else and he agreed on it. He said, if Allah willed, he would be able to sit on a mosquito. So how about a big arsh? This is how he said it. So sometimes they dare to say what they want to say straight. And sometimes they go around it with statements like this statement that the brother mentioned. If someone, some of the scholars said, if someone says that I saw Allah in my dream taking a shape, I saw a shape in my dream and I believe that this is Allah, then this is valid, but it has an interpretation. This is a valid dream, but it has an interpretation which befits the situation of this person.
So you're saying while he's in the dream, he has that.
Yeah,
dream.
That's what I said. Okay. It was the condition that he does not believe when he's awake, aware, he does not believe that Allah takes shapes. If he believes that, then he's a blasphemer. InshaAllah. Na'am. نعم شو هو الحج
اللهم فجر
هاو كان يو ريبيت بليز
The Most High.
Okay. Actually, the attribute mentioned is Al-Muta'ali. And Al-Muta'ali in Arabic is taken from the term Ulu. Ulu in Arabic can have several meanings. One meaning is to be higher in distance. Another meaning refers to the status. So Al-Muta'ali, when attributed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, means the one that has the highest status. This is what it means. To make it a little bit closer, don't they address the king by saying, Your Highness? And they don't mean that he is sitting up there. They mean the status. Likewise, in Arabic, it bears this meaning. Barakallahu feek. You are most welcome. نعم تفضل حاج الذي مع علماء التعبير قالوا الذي يرى الله بلا كيف ولا مكان هذا بشرى له بالموت على الإيمان الذي يرى الله بلا كيف ولا مكان هذا بشرى له بالموت على الإيمان. The scholars of interpretation of the dreams said that the one who sees Allah with no shape, no volume, no direction, no place, as we believe in Allah, this is a sign that he is going to die as a believer. In the dream. I didn't say in the dream. In the dream, that is. أحد. آخر شيء ما سمعت. على. ها. بشرى له. من رآني في المنام فسيراني في اليقظة. هكذا قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. بكفي حديث النبي على كثير من العلماء ذكروا ذلك بس انه يكفي حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك الله فيكم خلونا نهلل لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله لا اله الا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم